they're attracted to this dogma, okay, because of its the ideology of it, which is saturated with anti-male bias. Okay, that's what really disturbs me about it. Okay, that is, they see a world that is nothing but sexual violence and abortion. These are the two things. Now, I am absolutely 100% for abortion rights, free and unrestricted access to it. Okay, I used to belong to Planned Parenthood until I realized it was just an arm of the Democratic Party, my own party, and so on. But this is a hysterical, pathological projection that reality is nothing but sexual violence, okay, and abortion, okay. Look at the incredible abundance of material in the history of culture, okay, in literature and art and everything else. There's a complete absence of sexual psychology now because Freud was thrown out the window, okay. So they can't understand anything. My theory in sexual personae, and I still maintain, is that this male sexual impulse is neurologically intertwined, okay, with the hunting instinct, okay? There's the danger for women, okay? The hunt, okay? The male hormone impels toward pursuit, toward the hunt, to visual identification of the prey. Yes, okay, that's why we use the word predator, okay, for sexual predator and so on, okay? We see it in psychotics, okay? In my era, there was the movie Psycho, Alfred Hitchcock's, Psycho, in which you have fetishism, a totally socially disassociated figure played by Anthony Perkins, okay, who processes the sexual excitation as in some way an invasion of his own autonomy and has to kill the object that excites him. There is a psychopathology to this kind of criminality, to the rape murderer, okay, to these abductors, okay, just snatch women off the street. We have had a whole series of joggers, okay, who have been kidnapped and killed, okay, and we have just week after week after week of this, okay. And what do women's studies people have to say about it? Nothing except, well, we're going to retrain all men, we're going to re-educate all men, okay, and so on. And I keep on saying, and I've been saying for decades, all right, you could re-educate 999 out of every 1,000 men, maybe, which I doubt you could, okay, anyway, okay. There will still be the chance that you, a woman, are going to encounter a psychotic, okay? That one in 1,000, okay, who's a psychotic, okay, all right, and who sees you as prey, okay, and who actually takes, and this is the crime of lust murder that we've seen thousands of years of human evidence of it. And my explanation, okay, is that it's not that these men have been socialized to hate women. All right, it's the opposite. Okay, what we're seeing there is a failure of socialization. It's the failure of socialization. Okay, and the more that you have with gender studies people saying that yes, we're going to retrain all young men from the moment they're born and have them be more like women from the moment they're born, and so on. This is a fool's errand. Okay, you will never be able to totally protect women in that way. Okay, all right? because of what I'm saying, this when a screw goes loose, even the intelligence spectrum has been shown again and again, okay, is that women occupy the great middle of the IQ spectrum, right? But with men, you have them turning up at the opposite extremes. You have male geniuses and you have male psychotics, okay, and so on, all right? That's why I have one of my great sentences, I say that, there is no female Mozart because there is no female Jack the Ripper, you see, okay? All right, what I'm saying is the explanation for why are there no great women artists, okay, the feminist explanation always is women have been held back. Soon we'll have the great female Michelangelo. Soon we'll have the female Leonardo and so on and so on. And I'm saying, okay, all right, in my argument in sexual personae, okay, is that, okay, women don't need art, okay, and the mania of art making to exist. There are important women artists, okay, but I do not meet that many compulsive, obsessive, driven women, okay, who have to defend and define their own identities, okay, by creating something else, an object, okay. Most women I know are perfectly content to live, okay? They see reality for what it is, okay? And they are centered in reality. They have their own sense of identity. From the moment they menstruate, they know they're women, okay? But men are driven. Men don't know. They have to define themselves constantly, okay, and so on. They're driven. The hormone makes them like crazy, and so they're searching for this. So when I look at male history, I don't see what most gender studies people see, which is, you know, male oppression and female victimage. That's not what I see, okay? All right? Now, what I see is like wave after wave of men desperate, okay, to create their own identity, pushing out, okay, dying. You know, they're the one, they're like myrmidons. They're pushing, they're pushing human civilization out. The women sit at the hearth, okay, conversing, nursing the babies, you know, cooking the food and so on. The men are out, Native American culture, okay, what I've learned about, okay? You know, the women stayed at, you know, back at the fire, okay? The men in the dead of winter, okay, the Indian hunters went out to get the meat. They froze to death, okay? So they couldn't even light a fire because the smoke would drive away the deer, okay? You have men dying and sacrificing themselves, okay, for the women, for the children, okay? So this is what I see. So what I see is like men always pushing out the limits, okay, of human life and dying and so many sacrifices and they make it. So all the great things in culture and all the major crimes in culture have been produced by men, as far as I can see. And I applaud men, okay, you know, for that, okay? I've learned from men, okay? If my voice is strong, okay, as a writer, okay, is I've learned from men, okay? And so there are very few women, only Simone de Beauvoir, okay, all right, is an example of a woman who really expressed herself, you know, in a very firm, and of course she was French, okay, that helped, okay. What the problem really is, okay, is the culture we're living in now, the society, the economy has switched from the old manufacturing-based economy, you know, into first the white-collar economy, and now into a tech-based economy. And so, essentially, it appears as if men are unnecessary, okay, to many women. But you know, men go on at the working class level, okay, playing the same role they always did. Yeah, that's why I've tried to bring attention to this in my writing. As at the Monk debate that I had in Toronto several years ago, you know, when there's a flood, when there's an ice storm, you know, when the electric wires, you know, fall, okay, and you have a horrible, dangerous situation, who is the one who is going out there, okay, in the middle of the night, okay, and risking their life, okay, picking up these broken wires and restoring power, I mean, in the most brutal conditions, it's men, okay, I saw a scene about a year ago, okay, where there was in suburban Philadelphia, where there was a sewage break, a very serious sewage break, okay, and the whole street area was filled with raw sewage, okay, and I saw people in hazmat suits out there in the horrible conditions, okay, very dangerous and squalid conditions. Who were they? Men, okay, all right. It's men who are maintaining the infrastructure. It's men who are operating those cranes. It's men who are up there washing the windows, okay, at the 20th floor, installing the panes of glass, and so on. And I'm sick and tired, okay, of, you know, of the parasitism, okay, of, you know, of the upper middle class, both male and female, which fails to notice, okay, how many benefits are flowing from the age-old labor and risk-taking of men, okay? So, I mean, so the men's rights movement, I mean, I don't know who's calling it proto-fascist or whatever, but, you know, men, I think that's one reason for Jordan Peterson's popularity on an international level right now, is that he's speaking directly to men and demanding that, you know, that men be given the dignity they deserve. Women are working side by side with men in the office, okay, who are doing the same jobs as they are, okay, essentially just at a computer screen. Right, and so it's natural for upper middle class women to think of men, these products of the Ivy League. Okay, all right? The only guys who are applying to the Ivy League and getting into the Ivy League are boys who have already been ground down, okay, to the bourgeois norm that is palatable to upper middle class women. Okay, so I remember, I've gone repeatedly. I think I've been there been a guest of the Yale Political Union, student run four times, I believe. And I remember in my 5 years ago, one of my appearances there, I was having dinner with the the young people, and they were, and the young men were telling me about the way they are coached and trained every September with how, you know, how to behave on dates and so on and so forth. And I said, why are you accepting this? And so on. And they, and the idea that, that they should not accept it had not, not, it had never occurred to them. It never occurred to them to say, with this, we are not in college to be preached to about our private behavior. It never occurred to anyone because they're so glad to be at the Ivy League, right? They just accept the norms, okay? To be, you know, to be as smoothed down and womanlike as they can, okay? So they can fit into this, like the, this smoothly operating bourgeois mechanism, okay? And that's the feeder into prosperous jobs and so on and so forth, okay? Right? But on the working class level, I don't. These norms haven't filtered down at all, okay? So I think. As colleges have turned much more woman-oriented, for young men to succeed in college, they have to behave like women and so on. So I think that women have essentially taken over the campuses. Men dropping out from society essentially. Someone was just telling me the other day about the sudden resurgence, okay, in Hell's Angels, okay, as a worldwide phenomenon. The Hell's Angels, okay, on motorcycles. And I said, ha, the men are rebelling. The men are dropping out and rebelling, okay? All right? And the person said to me, well, isn't this dangerous? And I said, no. I said, because when civilization falls, okay, as it will inevitably, okay, the only people who will protect us, okay, and keep everything together are the Hell's Angels on their motorbikes, okay, and so on. That's what we're going to have because we know the police are not going to be able to contain. Okay? It's going to be like Mad Max, the Mad Max films, okay, when everything degenerates, you know, okay? We're in this terrible moment, okay, where women are rising and ascendant, and female manners are dominant, okay. But inevitably, the cycle will turn, okay. Well, in the general collapse of culture, okay, I can imagine. I mean, how many women are actually going to go out there, okay? You have barbarians running in the street and people fighting over food and water, okay. The men are going to be pushed out the door to go bring the things home again, okay. I think we're going to all. I think civilization is constantly replaying and relearning lessons. So it's not a great time to be a man of the middle class right now. Okay? I'm very concerned about morale. Okay, what middle class feminists are demanding in a man, okay, is a total erasure of all genuinely masculine aspects. Okay, because they are projecting this whole notion of toxic masculinity. I mean, again, I think that's just a backwards way of approaching the issue of ethics. Okay, that is a terrible thing. I think it's a horrible phrase, toxic masculinity, right? Because it implies that masculinity, at its heart, is poisonous. Okay, now what kind of a message is that to broadcast to students in public school and later on in college? What does this do to the sense of stable male identity? Okay, I think that it's absolutely wrong. I think it's evil. I mean, really, it's really evil. Okay, I think it's the result of unclear thinking. Okay, right? I mean, I think that hooliganism, okay, and abusive behavior, okay, should not be tolerated in anywhere. In the old world, the pre-modern world, women were protected, okay, by their fathers and their brothers and their husbands. Okay, if there was a rape occurred, okay, in the countryside in Italy, the rapist would be hunted down and would end up dead, would be dead. Okay, within 20 minutes. That's what control things is. Men, okay, essentially, were there as the kind of built-in police force. And now, in this new modern period, okay, we can expect that women should be able to take care of themselves. Right, but to project constant, malevolent, motives, to men. I just think that this is not the way women are ever going to achieve sexual happiness.